Between the nets there, they're all getting some lovely kingies, some carbonated garrick.
Quite a few garrick have come out, jig and drop, or with fresh sardine, and a few on a spoon as well.
Fairly decent sized one heads, Vanessa. So there's definitely fish to be had down here.
Well, there's been some pretty good bottom fish. Now, slingers, soldiers.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, it's another epic week in KZN, guys. The fishing is absolutely sensational. It has been this way since last week, Friday, with the 2024 sardine run not failing to disappoint. We have had nets coming in every single day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in fact, the entire week. And on certain days, virtually on every spot along the KZN South Coast. If that wasn't enough to tickle your fancy, well, guys, we've had garrick, we've had shad, we've had those winter diamonds. Diamonds, cob, tuna, keelback, rock art, the offshore is going wild, the harbor is exciting, rock and surf is amazing, and the fresh water is in full winter spirit right now with that big bass that's on the bite. So this week is crammed with all the species you could possibly think of, and our reporters are going to tell you exactly where and when to get them. And we're even going to have a forecast of this weekend. So let's get into it, but before we do, a bit of housekeeping. Guys, here is our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, don't forget, this weekend, it's Kingfisher's big birthday sale. 25% off absolutely everything in the store, except for Shimano, but you can still get 15% off that. And, of course, bait is at net prices, but 25% off whether you want hooks or that new Eclipse rod that I've bought, whatever it is, Daiwa Bee Gees. Guys, it's all 25% off, so make sure to get down to the Kingfisher, 27th to the 30th of June. The sale is on at all their branches and online as well. So now let's get into this week's show, starting off on the North Coast, where things haven't been as rosy as the South. However, there has been a bit of fish on the bite. Guys, you can expect a bit of shad. There's been the odd garrick, the odd cob. There has obviously been the stumpies that's on the bite. I did see a report of a nice sandy that came out. And if you're on the hunt for some offshore species, well, guys, there's been a fair amount of tuna. There is still the odd cooter around, surprisingly enough. Of course, snook on a daily basis. So the North Coast on the offshore side is performing really well. However, the rock and surf, there are, you know, some days that are better than the others. That's kind of expected because all the fish are chasing the sardines. So give it about another month, North Coast is going to be that area. So let's get into some freshwater news. Now, I was excited about the freshwater. I was away this weekend. I really enjoyed my trout fishing. But with more trout news, here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. And he's also going to be telling us what's been going on the bass and carp side. As we know, winter bass is always exciting.
Hey there, guys. So of course it had to happen. Just as we reported last week that the weather had lifted itself out of the frosty doldrums, there was a solid couple of days of a proper cold spell. And now it's kind of back out of the frosty spell again, but maybe don't hold your breath just quite yet, as it seems like the real winter is still trying to get hard to get its toe in the door of what's been forecast supposedly to be a mild and relatively dry winter season for South Africa this year. And if you think that's confusing, well, we must wonder what the fish are contemplating. Feed? Or yes, there's that other F word, because they ain't doing much of either. And to use another couple of F words, they really are being finicky and fussy. The early morning cold snaps appear to have kept the anglers indoors and undercovers, as the returns from the Natal Flyfishers Club are few for this time of year, generally considered to be prime stillwater season. Again, nothing ventured, nothing gained, and those hardy souls that have made it out have some goods to show for their outventures. Fish landed were primarily in the 13 to 15 inch, or 33 to 38 centimeter, and 15 to 17 inch, or 38 to 43 centimeter brackets. With the fish now pretty much in spawn mode, there were some lunkers cruising around that pulled the tape into the 17 to 19 inch, or 44 to 48 centimeter, and 19 to 21 inch, or 48 to 53 centimeter classes. Best fish of the week, however, fell into the 21 to 23 inch, 53 to 58 centimeter bracket. The water temperatures were variously reported as cold with capital letters. starting at around 8 degrees and rising to 12 degrees during the day. And after putting the thumb screws in some of the anglers, we can now report that orange and small are what you are using to define when choosing your fly to tempt a potential catch. Some of the private waters have also been giving up some of their residents. The Gary Moss from Troutbagger Farm on Nottingham Road had some visiting anglers, and Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing was guiding clients in the Dargle Valley, and both reported some good catches over the last week. This weekend sees leg three of the Tops Corporate Challenge taking place, and we wish all anglers tight lines this weekend. The Tops Finals take place in the first week in August, 1st to the 4th. Of special interest is that the Women and Waders team, comprising Roxanne Stegan, Bridget Moores-Pitt, Cindy Beach, and Felicity Riley, will be partaking in leg three this weekend, basically testing the waters for their inaugural Women and Waders Ladies Fly Fishing Festival, which takes place next month, 11th to 13th of July. And we look forward to reporting on this weekend's event and others in due course. If the socials are to be believed, and a big question mark here, there are some big bass around at Albert Falls. Word from the water is that these fish are already showing signs and marks of about ready to spawn, and which is much earlier than expected this year. Top tip for winter bass is a weightless, soft plastic fished around the edges of deep weed patches. There were carp back on the surface at Albert Falls this past week. Scott Brown reports that we were really fortunate with the weather, not a breath of wind and very little boat traffic to disturb the scum lines. An LK Caddis dry fly with a bright sighter post for visibility was the chap that did the business. So guys, do stop in for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. I totally concur about that freshwater trout being really good at the moment, because that's exactly what I experienced. As for the bass, well, we all know winter bass fishing is really good. Guys, if you want to see these visuals, make sure to check it out on our YouTube channel, Glen News SA. So guys, now let's dive right into the saltwater again. Getting into Durban, we are with Mike V and Brad Krobler with this week's fishing report, and it is looking pretty good, guys. Take a listen to this.
How's it, guys? Yes, we're still playing hide-and-go-seek with the sardines. They are netting, not as much as we would love them to be netting, but they are getting some lovely nets. Between the nets there, they are getting some lovely kingies, some cob, quite a few garrick things, I guess. There has been the odd shark around still, not as wild as they were a week ago, but there's still a good couple of sharks around with the shoals. So, yeah, it's always worth having a look, eh? Otherwise, there's been quite a few cob caught on the Glen Ashley beaches, all around, even at Flunga beaches, the guys have been getting on Chaka and on Paddletail. So yeah, quite a few guys are getting some on lures there as well. Good couple of garrick around. It's well worth going out, getting one or two live baits, putting them and seeing what you can get. Durban Beachfront has had quite a bit of share in it, a couple of grey sharks here and there. None of the good size edibles have come down yet. But saying that, I did see a picture of about a 6 kilo stumpy again. So I think maybe there'll be one or two big stumpies floating around in that area. There have been a couple in the last 2 weeks, so worth going to go put in a few hours there. Paddle skis and ski boats. Guys are still beginning a good couple of snook. Some big cooter have been around. The Oaks fishing on the bottom have been having a draw. They have started a couple of doggers around. The rock cod, normal slingers, things I get. So Oaks on the boat are doing their fair share and having a good time. In the bay, grunters, more grunters. I didn't hear any exorbitantly big ones, but there have been quite a few at the smaller side. Couple small cob around, things I get. Yeah, guys, go out, have fun, and tight lines.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing over the last week off Durban. Yeah, guys, well, there's been some pretty good bottom fish, some really, really nice slingers, soldiers, and some rockhards. Along with that, the half cob are starting to show their faces. And as I mentioned last week, guys, the beck and the dogger are starting to show their faces in more abundance. So if you are willing to go out at nighttime and are licensed, take a live bait, put it down, be patient. They are around, especially with all the sardines in the water. Especially, there's quite a few shoals off the Durban in the deepish area. Yeah, guys, the fishing has definitely improved, especially on that side of it. There have been a couple of snook and everything in the back line. But yeah, guys, tight lines, and speak to you all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great report again, guys. Coming out of Durban now, Brad told me this week that the sardines are so thick out of Durban, you could virtually walk on them. He says he was out there with his boat this week, going out for that heelback, but all you can smell is sardines. So the sardines out of Durban is huge. Now, sticking with that huge amount of sardines, we're going to get into the South Coast, starting with Gary from that Ilovo Beach stretch. Guys, there's been so much garrick out there. And surprisingly enough, it's not on the bait you were thinking about. Guys, here is Gary from the Warner Beach.
Hey chaps, it's Gary DeLovo. There was one little pocket that came past here today. I followed it from here to Winkle the Bay, but it went out a bit far there. There have been quite a bit of sods along found a pocket. A couple of times fish have come on with a net being pulled and fish have been boiling around the net in the shore break. Quite a few garrick have come out jig and drop or with fresh sardine and a few on a spoon as well. Shad have been scarce, and normally the case along here, if there's sods passing, then the shad become very scarce there with a sod. And once the sods have gone, then hopefully they'll pull in, you know, like Bennington. So, yeah, that's the story. Tomorrow's a new dawn. Until next week, then, tight lines to you all.
Great stuff, Gary. Now, we all know that the sardines has been in his area for the last couple of weeks, which means the fish are there. So, guys, Warner Beach, Amanzantoti, Winkelspruit, that entire Ilovo stretch is looking really good. And it's going to be looking really good for the next couple of days as well. So now let's move on down to the lower south coast where we are with Adam, and that's where it's been the peak of fishing in KZN this week. From all the reports I've got, this has definitely got to be the highlight of where the fishing is happening, and Adam is going to tell us exactly what's going on down there.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow fisher folks and everyone in the fishing fraternity. So it seems that things are still happening down in the South Coast, but definitely not in crazy numbers. Now, we've had a bit of sardines netted in Shelly Beach area, close to the Skibo Club, a bit in Yvongo, and bits of pockets here and there coming past. So definitely still fish around and still quite a few sardines coming through, but not in terms of those big shoals we saw earlier and also the numbers of game fish that also were coming past recently. In terms of rock fishing, though, Vinesh, things have definitely started picking up with guys targeting your bream and just your general fishing again. You know, your brusher, blacktail have been rewarded with very, very nice fish. So, you know what, guys, it's not all just about the game fish. Yeah, they are definitely the pinnacle of fish species when targeting them, besides your sharks, obviously. But there's also loads of fun to have for the family and friends on the rocks when it comes to rock fishing. Whether it be a carantine, a puffer fish, or even just a blacktail, they are all there to be had. So in terms of catches lately, Vinesh, we've got Nathan Peterson with a snook and garrick, respectively. We've had Rainier spearfishing himself a garrick or two. And I see the spearos have been catching some nice fish down on the coast, especially your deep water points. We've also had quite a bit of cob around and garrick in your deeper areas, Stabell being one of the main spots. We've had a few sort of kingies popping up at Yvongo Flat Rock, but also being lost, as well as we know they love to reef the anglers there. So unfortunately, yeah, Vinesh, some won, some lost, but that is fishing. And again, not catching. But otherwise, it has been pretty epic down in the South Coast. Definitely not fireworks, I would say. But yeah, I do hope with the weather predictions staying the way they're going to stay for this weekend, I do think we should see some very nice action happening. Sharks have still been around, a couple of eskims popping up, a couple of small greys. So there is definitely fun to have for everyone. And also the odd blacktail and carantine. But the carantine have been big. We've also had a bit of a decent shad run. Now, we know with the sardines, it always obviously brings shad on the bites. And guys have definitely been catching their fair share of shad. But also, chaps, just remember, DAF is around down on the lower coast. There's been a few guys fined because they've been keeping more than they've needed to. Now, there is an age-old argument, and we're not going to get into it, Vinesh, but if the authorities are there, guys, and if they aren't, just keep to your 4-bag limits and just be merry with life. In terms of the freshwater side of things, we've had my local mate, Brian, catch himself a really thunder-sized bass again recently. So he's doing really well in terms of winter bass. And the lower south coast is definitely firing on all fours when it comes to bass fishing, especially in winter. And we know it can be tough down here. But moving over to the weather quickly, Vinesh, just for the up and coming weekend, it looks to be a bit of a northwest on Friday morning to a bit of a northeast Friday afternoon. But the wind's sitting around that 20k per hour mark, so not too bad. A bit of a ground swell, 13 seconds and a 1.7 meter swell. So a bit high, but not too bad. Definitely fishable. Might be a bit of sand mixing with that ground swell, but let's just see what happens. On Saturday, though, again, pretty much the same. Northwest, northeast. You know, the swell is definitely dropping down to around 1.3, and that ground swell seems to disappear for a while. However, moving over into Sunday, we've got a slight bit of a northeast The wind does gust up to around 23 k's per hour, so nothing too bad. And the swell's pretty much about the same. So I do think weather should be pretty good for the weekend. Hopefully we don't have anything too major happening and we do get some more of these sides coming through and the guys do get some good catches. But yeah, guys, look, if you are coming down to the South Coast, I would definitely say target species would be your shad, would definitely be your bream. I would try for a kingfish or a garrick as well, and a cob, that's definitely there. And also your non-heads, because again, the guys are definitely getting picked up and bitten off. And even some of the guys putting out a bite trace are landing those sort of fairly decent sized non-heads, Vinesh. So there's definitely fish to be had down here. However, I would say though that North Coast seems to be firing a bit far better than the South Coast. So it might be a bit of a toss-up. Maybe let's see what the week brings. Maybe head north instead of south. But hey, fishing is fishing, Vanessa, so we just don't know. Otherwise, guys, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines. And yeah, just, yeah, everyone, please remember your bag limits and your sizes, and also just keep your permits on you. You know, a fine is never good for anybody. And yeah, I know we all go a bit crazy when the shad's on the bite, but let's just keep to the limits, guys. Otherwise, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Take care, guys.
Adam, you absolute legend, my friend. That is epic indeed. Exactly what you were saying. All that species that are coming out, South Coast is certainly the place to be. I know you did hint that we should try the North Coast, but I know the South Coast is definitely the place for this weekend. Now, going back to those bag and size limits, guys, exactly what Adam was saying. Stick to them. Even if DAF is not around, you have got to do the right thing. It's about fishing for the future. I've elaborated enough times about why we need to stick to these bag and size limits. I'm not going to throw a rant right now. You know this right by now. Guys, the bag limit on shad is 4. Please stick to it. We need to protect our stocks for the future. But like I said, I'm not gonna rant, right? Okay. So yeah, that was regards to the saltwater side. As for that freshwater side down the South Coast, that bass. You want to see how big this is? It's on our YouTube's channel. Guys, winter bass fishing has always been excellent. I mean, we know summer fishing is the time for bass, but if you want the big bass, it is in winter. So that rounds off this week's KZN Fishing Report. It's been absolutely amazing. I loved every moment of it. I love reporting on it. I love seeing these visuals. I love opening up my WhatsApp every day just to see all the action that's coming out with the sardine run. Now remember, if you want to know about this action firsthand, guys, I post on our TikTok. I post it out on all our social media, WhatsApp groups. And if you are at work and you're not looking at your phone all the time, well, keep East Coast Radio on. As soon as I hear what's going on from the netters, I send it out to ECR and they will let you know on the news watch what's going on. So there is no need to like really miss out on any of the information. Obviously, if you want the detailed reports, well, that's why you're listening to this podcast. So guys, like I said, it's been a great week and it's bound to get better. The sardines are coming through in full force. The pilot shoals are over. It's down to the main shoals. And as soon as you have that little break with the sardines, you know the fishing is on fire. So guys, stay with us, stay in touch, stay in tune. Let us know in the comments how you're feeling about the show. And until next week.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.